Right, because you anticipate, given that Milner didn't practice today, that he would not be available on Sunday.
You know, I never want to rule a guy out, but that's how we'll be practicing soon. But again, he hasn't, you know, he's been away for a little while. I'd like to see him practice, obviously, but I'm not going to say he for sure will not play until we get further along. I know he's pushing hard, but the fact he hasn't, you know, he's not even limited, you know, is a little bit of a concern.
Rex, what can you tell us about the two corners you added over the last few days?
Not much right now. You know, we just had them for a couple of days. So, you know, we're just kind of getting to know them, you know, what their strengths, weaknesses are, things like that. We've had, you know, some, you know, obviously, you know, background information on them and things, but we're trying to see it ourselves, see what they can pick up mentally, you know, as far as preparation and things like that goes as well.
Some of your defensive guys yesterday were talking about how much communication is going to be required of them because the Raiders do a lot of pre-snap motions. Could you kind of address what the challenges that poses and how important communication is going to be?
Well, yeah. A lot of it's...
Sheldon mentioned it, so even guys maybe you don't...
Yeah, a lot of it is wind addressing. You know, they'll do a lot of shifts and motion and stuff. But they're looking for you to make a mistake. So, obviously, you got to be on point as far as your communication is concerned. You know, and look, it's the first game of the year. So, you know, I'm very familiar with Tony, obviously. You know, Wildcat is something that we're getting ready for. We're getting ready for direct snaps, all that type of stuff. So, they haven't shown any of that in preseason, but I know better. So, you know, we're anticipating a lot of different things. We're showing our guys, you know, hey, if it's Miami Dolphin film, if it's whatever, we're going to be ready.
Rex, Calvin Pryor is a player, runs under 4.6, mm-hmm. had some really nice interceptions in college. Can he help you with the cornerback situation in his own way, not moving there, but with his coverage skills?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you're right. I mean, he's got – I think he never got as much credit for his cover skills as maybe, you know, was warranted, because I think he has excellent cover skills. Everybody knows the big hit, you know, the type of hitter he is. And certainly that can help any defense regardless, you know, because, again, I've always said a big hit will change the momentum of a game faster than anything, even more than a turnover. So I think he'll definitely provide that for us. But he does have cover skills. You can put him in different situations. Number 45 for them is a Pro Bowl fullback, but he lines up all over the place. You know, could Calvin be in coverage on him? That's a possibility as well. But, again, with our system, we'll utilize his skill set for sure.